وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the rights of non-Muslims in an Islamic state. Because we were looking at the rights of Muslims in Western countries, and we did not get a good result. So what if we flip the coin and see what does Islam say? First thing we did in a previous episode that we classified Muslims into a dhimmi and non-dhimmi. So dhimmi are those who are under the protection of Islam, who have promised certain things, and non-dhimmis are the ones who come for work, study, or what have you. We said the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for them is that their dignity is preserved as human beings. So from here, Islam moves. So Islam says, regardless of your faith, regardless of who you are, what you do, what color you are, your faith is protected. That is a pillar of Islam, which you will not find in any system, past or present, and even futuristic. You will not find that except in Islam. Islam looks at human beings as equal humans, and they all deserve their rights to be preserved. Allah says in the Quran, in chapter Al-Hujurat, verse 13, Ya ayyuha an-nas, Allah calling out to people, all people, and pay attention to the word nas, not Muslims. He's saying humans, people, all of you. Inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, we created you from a male and female. Waja'alnakum shu'uban wa qaba'il, and we made you into nations and tribes. Lita'arafu, so you can get to know one another. And then it says, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. In the sight of your Lord, the best of you is the most pious. That is it. Full stop, end of the sentence. Allah says, to me, you are all equal. Under an Islamic state, all people shall be treated equally. Why? Because we have a common denominator, and which is our humanity. So it doesn't matter where you are, it doesn't matter what your faith is, it doesn't matter what color you have, wherever you go in the world, you should be treated in an equal manner. But sadly, we don't see that happening in this world, even though we claim to be the most civilized of nations that passed or that lived. But yet, in terms of human rights, the picture is becoming more gloomy in that regard. Now, I don't want to go into more details of this, but we were trying to establish the fact that Islam says you're all equal, you're all human. If you want to, you know, at least honor yourself and glorify yourself, make that in terms of what? Your piety. And piety and taqwa, it is an action that we do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in secrecy. So I don't go around walking the streets and saying, I have piety, I'm better than everyone. No, so Allah says, basically He's saying, no matter how you look at it, you have to be equal with amongst you fellow human beings. Between me and you, I know what you do, so it's a private thing, so we'll keep it between us. More than that, you have no reason to go around and parade yourself as being better or being, you know, when, for example, we look at nations like the Germans, they believe they are the best, the Jews, they believe they are the best, the Americans believe they are the best, and each country believe they are best and better than other human beings, and they look at other human beings as a second-class world citizens. Nonsense. Islam says, you're all to me, you are all the same. And you look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and look what he did. Before we continue, let us take a short break and I will get back to you.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Before the break, we made the point very clear, very strongly, that Islam looks at non-Muslim and their Islamic State first and foremost as humans, and thus their humanity needs to be preserved, needs to be protected, regardless of who they are, where they come from. Islam not only cares about their dignity and their humanity, but even cares about their emotional state, right? I mean, you can say, well, can you prove that? Now, let's look at the Quran in chapter Al-Ankabut in verse 46. Allah says, وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ. Do not argue with the people of the books, being Christians or a Jew or other divine books, except with that which is best. وَقُولُوا آمَنَّا بِالَّذِي أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا, and say, we believed in whatever was revealed to us. وَأُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ, and whatever has been revealed to you, I believe in it as well. وَإِلَهْنَا وَلَهَكُمْ مَاحَدٌ, our Lord, your Lord is one. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ, and to him, we are Muslims. Allah says, if you want to argue with them, if you want to debate them, Christians, non-Christians, Jews, or even atheists, those who don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the ayah says, Ahlul Kitab, but we can generalize it. He says, deal with them, talk with them, argue with them in a way where you do not hurt their feelings. إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ, that which is the best. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving every Muslim a direct order, a command, that if you want to deal with people who are not from your faith, you have to make sure you are the nicest to them. That is one of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in regards to them. So now we have saved their humanity, protected their humanity. Now we also care about their feelings. Now, when we move, if we want to take this into a further action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even says, not just that, but do not curse them or the things that they believe in. Because obviously, they have their own books, they have their own beliefs. Am I and you required, do I and you have the right to go around and cursing them and shouting at them and calling them names? Of course we don't. Allah says in the Quran in chapter Al-An'am, verse 108, وَلَا تَسُبُّوا الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Do not curse those who worship deities other than God. فَيَسُبُّوا اللَّهِ. And in the return, what will they do? Is that they will curse your own Lord. They would curse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowledge. In here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to say that people, when it comes to their faith, it doesn't matter what it is, they hold it dear and close to them. Me, as a Muslim, going around provoking those people, cursing their gods, cursing their religions, it's actually hurting their feelings, and it's a direct attack on their dignity. Because sometimes they don't know. Allah says, بِغَيْرَ عِلْمِ. They have no idea themselves. When you attack them, they will attack you in return. So Allah says their dignity is safe, their faith is safe in terms of what they believe in, and also their feelings are safe. We'll leave it here. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.